Poll shows far-left Senator John Ossoff leading Representative Mike Collins in Georgia Senate race. By Catherine Hamilton on August 18, 2026. Far-left incumbent Senator John Ossoff, DGA, is leading Representative Mike Collins, RGA, in the Georgia U.S. Senate race, new polling shows. A survey conducted by Insider Advantage shows one-term Ossoff leading Collins 50% to 43%. Broken down by demographic, Ossoff leads Collins with female voters, 56.5% to 36.5%, Black voters, 84.2% to 12.8%, Hispanic voters, 50.4% to 38.9%, young people ages 18 to 39, 56% to 33.5%, and voters between the ages of 40 to 64. 54.5% to 35.8%. Collins, who represents Georgia's 10th congressional district and owns a trucking company, leads with male voters, 49.6% to 42.9%, white voters, 61% to 32.2%, and voters ages 65 and older, 53.6% to 43.1%. The same poll shows billionaire healthcare executive Rick Jackson, R, and former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, D, neck and neck, 46% to 46%, in the Georgia gubernatorial race. It has been a long time since we have seen Democratic nominees looking this strong, this far out from a statewide election in Georgia, Insider Advantage Chairman Matt Towery said in a statement. Collins is losing significantly among younger voters and with female voters. With Ossoff already at 50%, it will be a major chore for Collins to catch up. But I'm pretty sure it is less than the double-digit lead for Ossoff that some recent polls have suggested. Georgia simply is not a double-digit type of state for either party these days. The race for governor of Georgia is much more competitive, with Jackson's gap among female voters much smaller than that for Collins in his race. Jackson and Lance Bottoms are essentially tied among critical independent voters. However, it should be noted that Georgia is not a big ticket-splitting state. Ironically, for Jackson to win, he will need to see Ossoff's lead narrow a bit, he continued. The Georgia Senate race is expected to be extremely tight and could even determine which party holds the majority during the second half of President Donald Trump's second term. Ossoff was previously dubbed the most vulnerable Democrat up for re-election, but he is also widely believed to harbor ambitions to run for the presidency in 2028. Real Clear polling rates the race a toss-up, and its polling average shows Ossoff with an average projected lead of 7.5 points. Collins' campaign was encouraged by the most recent poll results, saying in a press release that Collins has gained 6 points on Ossoff since July as Republicans continue to invest in the Georgia U.S. Senate race. The campaign pointed to three polls, including July 1, Fox News, Ossoff 56%, Collins 43%, Ossoff plus 13. July 23, AARP / Fabrizio Impact, Ossoff 52%, Collins 43%, Ossoff plus 9. August 18, Insider Advantage, Ossoff 50%, Collins 43%, Ossoff plus 7. Mike has cut the gap nearly in half in just 6 weeks with a fraction of the spending, Collins' campaign manager, Josh Siegel, said. John Ossoff can spend all the money in the world trying to reinvent himself, but you can't buy a new voting record. Georgians are starting to get a good look at the one he has, and they don't like what they see. The survey was conducted between August 16 to 17 with 800 likely Georgia voters. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.46 percentage points. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.